Okay, praise the Lord, everyone. Let's ask the Lord to bless and anoint this Sabbath day. Would you mind standing? Heavenly Father, Lord and God, I thank and praise you, Lord, for your holy word, Lord, which I do not want to add to it or diminish. I pray you wash us always in thy holy blood as we come before your throne, Lord and God. Bless and anoint the Sabbath day. Bless the reading. Let something new be put in our hearts. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of the Lord. Lord and God, I thank and praise you, Lord, that we could be gathered together today to worship you in spirit and truth. I pray for those that are sick and afflicted in the body. I pray that you'll deliver those that are incarcerated for your name, Father, that are brothers and sisters. I pray you'll deliver them. And I pray you'll keep us wise and sharp and give us revelation of thy word as we seek your face by prayer and fasting and by reading your word every day. Lord and God, we know your word is a lamp to our feet. Lord and God, I just thank and praise you, Lord and God, for this Sabbath day that we could rest from everything else and concentrate on you. Bless and anoint the reading. Bless and anoint everyone here. I pray you'll give them prosperity and health as their soul prospers, and that's very important. Bless and anoint everything today in Yeshua's name. We always pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray one day that we visit your holy land one more time before our lives are over or before you come back. Heavenly Father, bless and anoint this day in Yeshua's name. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Okay, this is the Sabbath of the Lord, and I'm really happy that I'm here. And it is, being a part of Israel, I'm finding out it's very complicated, you know. This world has brainwashed and trained us so differently that I'm always apologizing to God for being obstinate and defiant against his word. And we all need to, like David, you know, David confesses his sins, and David confesses the sins of his people, and so does Daniel. Daniel prays, and they confess. And that's just the way that's what they always start their prayers off with. They don't say how great we are and how wonderful we are. But to be part of this Israel God, it takes a lot of commitment. It takes a lot of commitment and a lot of interest. But today's the Sabbath, and it's May 2nd. Another month. I remember ripping off my little calendar. It's May now. And it's 2009. Of course, we're in the sixth day of Ziv, and that's right in the Bible. Now, the fifth day of Ziv was when Israel became 61 years old. It was Israel's Independence Day. That was the fifth day of Ziv way back in 1948, okay? And, of course, the date was May 2nd. The date was actually a little different, but today's May 2nd. I get the word Ziv, by the way, everyone should know by now, from 1 Kings chapter 6. And that's where it says the second month of God. So it's nice to know God has his own calendar. We're in the second month. And that little word Ziv, it's so small right there. You see how small it is? It's Ziv, Ziv. It means brightness and figuratively the month of flowers. And we've been getting so much rain that I look at all the trees and everything. They look pretty happy, even though all of us are soggy. But I mean, I'm sure we're going to have gigantic flowers probably. You see, we're going to have thunder showers, they said, today and tomorrow. And then Monday is going to, once the sun comes out, we're going to see a lot of beautiful things here. So I thank God for another day. It's a month of brightness, I hope. We'll see. A reminder, we are counting the weeks. This is we're not counting the Omer. The Omer is a sheaf of barley. It depends on the season. Omer, okay, a dry measure of 1/10 ephar, about 2 liters. And I know that's probably a verse that most people never heard of, just that we follow the Torah, and the Torah tells us to do this thing about counting 7 Sabbaths, right? And the reason why we're counting them is we're supposed to be refining ourselves spiritually as we're on this march towards Sinai, towards the giving of the commandments, towards the Holy Spirit coming down in the book of Acts. And this is the third week. Are we getting better? I hope so. Think about it. If we just had a 7-week test, how are you doing? And you can answer that to yourself. How are you doing? You got a 7-week test. Are you praying more? Are you fasting more? Are you reading more? What are you doing? It's okay to say, I'm not stealing, I'm not lying, and I'm not cheating. That's wonderful. But the other question on the other side of the coin is, okay, happy you're not doing that, but what are you doing? And that's really important. Let me just stop this recording.